24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio. Always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books and had our books translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting and creating wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. The concept of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is that wealth, success, and all things come to us based on consciousness. The spiritual principle states, seek first the kingdom, and all things shall be added unto you. Kingdom is consciousness, awareness. The purpose of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is to help develop the consciousness of wealth, health, success, prosperity, and money to attract these things into your life. So, if you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I would like to thank our listeners for tuning into our program and sharing it with others. With your support, you have made us the number one new program on the Bashani Radio Network with over 2 million listeners. With listeners like you, nothing is impossible. Continue to listen and share our program with your friends and family. And be sure to send any questions or comments into our email at herbert@herbertharris.com. That's herbert@herbertharris.com. And anyone who sends in an email automatically receives a 4 Principles of Wealth Building audio. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, and I want to welcome you to the Millionaire Mentorship Show. As we close out this year, I know that many of us are thinking about what we can do to close out this year strong and make the new year exactly the way that you want it to be. But, you know, as you know, I am the author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. And, you know, over the last few years, hundreds of thousands of people have purchased our book worldwide and used it to change their lives. And many of them have asked the question, is there an audiobook that goes along with this? Is there an audiobook version of the 12 Universal Laws of Success? And to date, the answer was no, but all that has changed. Over the last year, I have been recording the audiobook in my own voice. And it's finally finished and ready to go to the Audible and the other audiobook distributors. But that won't happen until next year. I really didn't want to wait, and so after meditating on the situation, I concluded that many people would benefit from having the 12 Universal Laws of Success audiobook available right now as they close out the year and prepare to make the new year their year for outrageous success. And so the ultimate solution came to me. Give it away. So right now, I am giving away a free 12 Universal Laws of Success audiobook. That's over 6 hours of recording to help you change your life and turn your life around. So this is the deal. When you purchase an autographed copy of the 12 Universal Laws of Success Super Achiever Edition for $16.95 at our website and take this down, www.12ULS.com. That's www.12ULS.com. When you purchase our book there, you get over $100 in digital goodies, but you also get a free download of the 12 Universal Laws of Success audiobook as my gift to you. So, folks, to really give you a little taste of what the audiobook is about, over the next 3 weeks, I will be sharing a chapter from the audiobook on the Millionaire Mentorship Show. But I want you to go to our website, www.12ULS, and get your copy of the 12 Universal Laws of Success, plus $100 in digital bonuses, plus the free download of the 12 Universal Laws of Success audiobook. So now, here is an excerpt from Chapter 2, The Law of Change. Many of us want to close this year, so we want to make changes this year so that next year can be exactly the way we want it to be. So get a pen, get a pad, settle back, and give a listen to Chapter 2 from the 12 Universal Laws of Success audio book.
Chapter 2, The Law of Change.
The second universal law of success is the universal law of change. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12th chapter, 2nd verse. Be not conformed to this world means that you are not locked into whatever circumstances, situations, associations, challenges, and so forth that exist in your life right now. You do not have to remain in your present condition. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind means that you can be changed or transformed from your present condition by putting a new thought, a new state of consciousness into your mind. In other words, you can change your life from whatever it is right now, this world, to anything you want it to be by changing your thinking, your frame of reference about yourself. Taking the first and second universal laws of success together, the first law says that your experience of life depends on your thinking. The second law provides that the life you are experiencing right now can be changed by changing your thinking. Some people seem to be successful in whatever they do. It doesn't seem to matter which political party is in charge or how the economy as a whole is doing, because they keep their thinking centered on the positive aspects of the results they wish to accomplish. They get just those results, no matter what. The universal law of change has three fundamental aspects: faith, choice, and desire. The first aspect of the universal law of change is faith. Faith is defined as a firm belief or trust in something
or someone generally for which there is no objective proof. It is a belief from which all doubt has been removed. The biblical definition of faith makes it very clear. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11th chapter, first verse. In order to bring about change in your life, you must have faith that such change is possible. No matter how negative your situation, how absolutely overwhelming it may appear to be, if you have faith that things will get better, that there is something better for you in this life, then you have taken the first step toward finding it. If you have doubts that your life can change for the better, then you're right. It can't. You must know, believe, and have total faith that you are the creation of the Godhead, God consciousness, endowed with certain inalienable rights to be healthy, happy, and totally fulfilled. The second aspect of the universal law of change is choice. Choose this day whom you will serve. Joshua 24th chapter, 15th verse. Every opportunity, every challenge that we experience confronts us with a choice. We choose either a positive approach, flowers, or a negative approach, weed. Even if we make no affirmative choice at all, an approach is selected by the world mind, which in this cycle is generally negative. In order for you to change your life for the better, you must affirmatively identify and specifically define what a better life means to you. Then, you must choose to pursue this better life that you have defined for yourself and make the changes in your thinking and acting that will bring it about. An example of this principle is described in the parable of the prodigal son, Luke 15th chapter, 11th through 32nd verses. To loosely summarize the parable, the youngest son of a rich man asked his father for his piece of the rock. His father gave him his share, and the young man went out into the world and partied his fortune away. Once he was broke, times got very hard, and he suffered and hungered. In final desperation, he finally got a job feeding somebody else's pig. Even though he had a job, he still suffered and hungered to the point that he was seriously thinking of eating whatever the pigs didn't want. He had hit rock bottom with no plan to escape, and no one would bail him out or help him. But then, in verse 17, it states, "And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger?'" The prodigal son renewed his mind, thought a new thought about himself. Though he was in the pig pen of life, suffering and hungry, he was still the son of a rich father. Then he made his choice. he chose to serve his father, the positive, rather than serve the owner of the pig pen, the negative. Verse 18 states, I will arise and go to my father and beg for a job doing anything. He then took action, pursuing his choice. Verse 20, and he arose and came to his father. He begged for a job, but his father wouldn't hear it. His father treated the prodigal son as whom he really was, a long-lost son of a powerful father, not a servant. Because the prodigal son had chosen to return home and serve his father joyfully received him. His son, who was dead, is now alive again. Had the prodigal son made another choice, he would have gotten a different result. The third aspect of the universal law of change is desire. The key ingredient for change is desire, burning desire. Unless there is a deep hunger, a burning desire for the changes you want to bring about in your life, these changes will not happen. Once upon a time, in a place not far away, a diligent student questioned his master teacher on the meaning of desire, deep desire. The teacher took the eager student down to the ocean and walked out into the water until it was nearly chest high. He then took the student and held his head underwater for almost a minute. As the student began to struggle, craving for air, the teacher continued to hold him firmly under the water until the young student's body became limp. Then, within seconds of drowning the student, the teacher pulled the student's head out of the water as he gasped for a life-saving breath of air. The teacher then said, you must desire the change in your life as strongly as you wanted to take that first breath. That is deep desire. If your life is not the way you want it to be, then know that you can do better. Choose a positive, empowering approach to doing better. Desire this change in your life so badly that nothing and no one can stop you from achieving. And it will happen. You will have the better life you are seeking. If it's that easy, why are there not more successful people in the world? What is it that keeps people from making the changes in their life that they know must be made in order to become the person they would like to be and experience the better life they are seeking? You can be what you want to be. You can do what you want to do. Have what you want to have. Reverend Ike.
All right, folks, this is a great place to take a break. Now, I want to remind you again that you're listening to Chapter 2 of the 12 Universal Laws of Success audiobook, which I'm giving away free this year, right now, to help you close the year out strong and start the new year. So to get your free copy of the 12 Universal Laws of Success audiobook, go to our website, www.12, that's the number 12, ULS.com. That's www.12ULS.com. Get your free Universal Laws of Success audiobook. When you purchase a copy of the 12 Universal Laws of Success Super Achiever Edition for $16.95, you get over $100 in digital bonuses plus a download of the 12 Universal Laws of Success audiobook. Over 6 hours of recorded information. Go to our website, www.12, that's the number 12, ULS.com. Now, back to our program. We're going to look at obstacles to change.
Obstacles to change. The main obstacle to change is fear. What is fear? Fear is false evidence appearing real. Three main fears keep people from making the changes that are necessary to improve their life. One, the fear of change. Two, the fear of criticism. Three, the fear of failure. Some people fear change itself. They may say that they want to change certain aspects of their life, but at the same time, they are doing everything possible to keep their situation exactly the way it is right then. This fear of change sometimes manifests as a fear of the unknown. One of the pitfalls of being successful but unfulfilled is that it is easy to become complacent and satisfied with what you have accomplished. When this happens, you become fearful of making changes because you're not sure how it's all going to work out. You overcome the fear of change by having total faith that you can realize the outcomes desired in your new life. Know that your Father, the Godhead, is rich and powerful and eager to bestow all good things unto you. The fear of criticism robs you of your initiative and destroys your imagination. It is fatal to your personal achievement and encourages the development of inferiority complexes. When you fear the criticism of others, your desire for change is neutralized and you remain stuck in the very condition you want to change. To overcome the fear of criticism, you must realize that all criticism is not harmful. Consider the source of the criticism. Is it coming from someone who has already accomplished what you are trying to do, or who is otherwise successful and fulfilled in their own endeavors? Or is the criticism coming from someone who is unsuccessful in whatever they attempt? Is the criticism motivated by true care and concern, or is it motivated by jealousy and feelings of inferiority? When criticism is constructive and comes from someone you respect, pay attention to what they are saying and intelligently analyze their statement. Make the required adjustments and continue making the changes desired in your life. If the criticism comes from someone you do not respect, tune them out and continue with your program. If you search throughout recorded history, you will never find a statue erected to a critic. Statues are erected to the doers, those who take on the challenges of change victoriously and go on to do great things in the world. Overcome the fear of criticism by refusing to worry about what other people think, say, or do. When people criticize you, it's a good bet that you're doing something right. Those who are qualified to give constructive criticism will find a way to do it so that it makes you feel empowered. The fear of failure keeps you from trying. Fear of failure often manifests as the habit of procrastination. This way, you can talk about the better life you desire and know the changes in your thinking that are necessary to bring this better life about. Yet, you never seem to get started making those changes. It's either too late, too early, or just not the right time to get started. The fear of failure makes you find rational excuses for not trying and understandable excuses for quitting, often just a step away from victory. To overcome the fear of failure, realize that to fail means that you are trying. Failure is a dress rehearsal for success. Anyone who has not failed at anything has probably never succeeded at anything either. Your attitude towards failure determines your aptitude for success. An excellent example of one's attitude toward failure can be found in the life of Thomas Edison. Shortly before inventing the light bulb, Thomas Edison was being interviewed by a young reporter. The reporter asked Mr. Edison, why hadn't he given up on this light bulb idea, since he had failed over 3,000 attempts to make the light bulb work? Mr. Edison looked at the reporter and said, failed? I have never failed. What I have done is successfully identify 3,000 ways that will not work. Recognize that you can change your condition by changing your thinking about yourself, about your condition, and about the people with whom you associate. The key to experiencing a better life lies in your ability to fully and completely describe the vision of the life you wish to experience and of the person you would like to become. Chapter summary. The universal law of change provides that the life you are experiencing right now can be changed by changing your thinking. However, in order to affect this change requires three things. You must have faith that there is something better for you. You must choose to do better. And you must truly desire to change. Fear of change, fear of criticism, fear of failure are the main obstacles to change. To overcome these obstacles, you must have total faith in God, in yourself, and in your abilities. Don't worry about what other people think, say, or do. Treat each failure as a dress rehearsal for success. Know that anyone who has never failed has probably never succeeded at anything either. Study guide. Number one, how can you become the person you want to be? Number two, what is the main obstacle keeping you from becoming that person? Number three, how will you overcome that obstacle?
Hey, folks, that's our reading from the second Universal Law of Success from the 12 Universal Laws of Success audiobook. Be sure to get your free copy by going to www.12ULS.com. That's www.12ULS.com, where you purchase a copy of the 12 Universal Laws of Success Super Achiever Edition, a 224-page book, and you get $100 in digital bonuses plus a free audio download of the 12 Universal Laws of Success audiobook. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, and you are tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. See you next week.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio and iHeart Radio.
Hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BishaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.